You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm joined in the studio by Cones and Hoppers. Kia ora.
Ow!
Yes, that is the sort of energy I like to see. And the first thing that we were going to talk about is a brand called Yes Friends. It's a clothing brand. They're based in the UK. And as I wish we were sponsored, but two out of three of us in the studio are wearing Yes Friends. And in fact, if I throw this to Neve and she,
yes.
Sorry, Hoppers, I should use your
friends.
DJ name.
DJ name.
Then we're all wearing Yes Friends clothing. Yes Friends was started by someone called Sam, and he lives in Bristol. He's in the UK. And his conundrum that he was faced with was it costs so much to buy ethical fashion, right? Like, I don't know if either of you have experiences of looking at some nice Koto stuff or Lily Yellow Bird and finding it to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a $5 t-shirt kind of gal.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And I have been in the past. But the thing that Sam realized from Yes Friends is that, I don't think this is a unique realization necessarily, but is that in the places where clothes are made, paying a living wage doesn't cost us that much, of us being in wealthy first world countries. And so the big idea was, why don't we have ethical, affordable clothes?
That's a great question.
Yeah. And this led to Sam setting up this little brand called Yes Friends, with the team of Dan, Johnny, Tundran, and Hannah. Shout out to people called Hannah.
Oh yeah.
Now they have this brand, and you can buy, I mean, so how do you feel about the clothes that we're wearing?
It feels very nice.
They feel like good quality.
Yeah.
Not right. Sponsored.
Not sponsored, but like, it's pretty cool.
Genuinely feels like nice.
Yeah.
Expensive items of clothing.
Yeah. And for context, this is like a t-shirt for $25 New Zealand, or what else we've got? A fleece for $80, plus of course shipping from the UK, which is I can't actually remember how much it was. It was like $30 or something. Still not that bad.
It just means you need to find more friends to say yes.
Exactly. Friends. Yes. Friends. Mm. Yeah. And I did. We did.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are talking about Yes Friends, wearing Yes Friends, saying yes.
And guess what the bags. I guess what they're made of.
What
it's corn!
No way! A big lump with knobs?
It's not giving knobs, but yeah.
It's smooth. It's
they
smooth.
Removed all the knobs and put them into a bag.
Bioplastic made with corn. Gotta love it. I also noticed when
Are
I was
good enough to eat.
Yeah, when I was looking around the tags, it said on it, it's like line dry, wash with similar colours. It says, do not bleach, but do wear on the beach.
Nice.
So I think that's good.
Oh, it does. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Fantastic. So I will be wearing this on the beach. It is summertime. It's feeling like summertime. Any other thoughts on ethical fashion and the Yes Friends brand?
I guess I just wish there was a... I mean, there probably is. I haven't looked into it that much, but... a New Zealand equivalent.
Yeah, well,
of this, because then it gets rid of the having to ship it
from the UK. Yeah, inherently pretty unsustainable.
But I guess you just have to make more friends and ship it with more friends so that there's less of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes
friends.
I know that Little Yellow Bird tried to do this, and in the end, I think they sort of the cost benefit, it didn't quite work out for them.
Well, we don't have the
scale.
Factories, the scale.
Yeah. I think that, yes, that Little Yellow Bird is still in business. I don't know what's the latest on them, but still, it's there. There's also this app that I love using called Good On You, which gives you reviews of clothing brands and tells you how ethical they are or how ethical they aren't.
Mm.
And you can look up many different brands. You can look up Yes Friends, and they are highly rated, of course.
What about House of G?
House of G, I think that...
It's pretty bad.
I think it's pretty bad. Yeah. Let me check right now.
Yeah, from what I've heard, even their sustainable line, you know, they've tried to sort of...
I only really buy it if it's from a thrift store, to be fair, but...
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's also kind of dodgy having, like, a sustainable line as a separate thing, right?
Yeah.
Like,
why is it not all sustainable?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Glassons gets 2 out of 5, not good enough.
Sheesh.
They say Glassons is not taking adequate steps to ensure payment of a living wage for its workers. For labour, not good enough. Environment, not good enough. For animals, it's a start. And then they go into more detail, which I won't read out.
Here. So they care about animals more than they care about people?
Yeah. Or they found it easier to
look after animals and people. Interesting.
Anyways, that is that. Let's listen to...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.